From Perek Beis and Simen Beis, the Anabi tells us, Davar Acher Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos Shemashbis Min HaOlam. The Shabbos is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He puts an end to all the ra in the world. Davar Acher Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos the Yom Shvi LaOlam. Yom Shvi LaOlam, how is that different than Shabbos? What are we adding here? So the Mepharshim explained, Yom Shvi'i La'olam means the 7,000th year of creation. That we know that by the 6,000th year, that's already going to be the times of Mashiach, well into the time of Mashiach, Mitzvah. But the Mizmor Shir of Shabbos will be that 7,000th year. And then Eli Navini continues, and he says something very appropriate for us. Motzei Shabbos zu Olam Haba. Motzei Shabbos is an inyan of Olam Haba. She'ein by Misa la'olam al'olam yalmaya, that there's no Misa on Motzei Shabbos. Ve'ein by lo'chet v'lo'y avon v'lo'y makos v'lo'y mardus. There's no chatoyim, there's no avon, there's no makos, it's nothing. Yala kol echad ve'echad misameach b'chachmasa v'sfunasa. It's a time to rejoice each person with his chachma and his tfuna. Minayin lecha, where do you know this from? Teda lecha shekein hu. Tzei elaman mekadosh baruch hu. Go look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shesamach b'David b'olam hazeh, that he was mesameach with David in this world, and kol shekein in olam haba, shneimar ve'ilu divrei David ha'acharonim. These words of Chazal, of Eli Navi, are definitely very cryptic. And the pashtus is that the Motzei Shabbos he's referring to is not this Motzei Shabbos, but it is referring to this Motzei Shabbos. As we spoke about before in earlier shiurim, when we say about Motzei Shabbos, she'ein by misa la'olam l'om yalmaya, that there's no misa on Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is the zman of the luzbon. Motzei Shabbos is the zman of tchias hameisim. So therefore, because it's a zman of tchias hameisim, that there's a tchia for misa, how could there be misa on Motzei Shabbos? Lechet v'loy avon v'loy makos v'loy mardus. Shabbos has a way of being poel for Klal Yisrael. Kapara, there shouldn't be any chait, there shouldn't be avonos, there shouldn't be makos. And then he writes that each and every one is mesameach bechachmaso v'sfunaso, and that means that Shabbos gives us very special gifts. Every Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing upon us gifts, like we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalkoi. That Shabbos is a matana, and Shabbos brings many matanas. And if a Jew knows that on Shabbos Kodesh, he's getting matanas from Hashem, so he should check his pockets after Shabbos to see what the gifts are. I forget what Tzaddik used to say, that if you believe, it says that if you believe that when you said in davening, in Shacharis, Ahav Abba Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu, that you gave us the Torah, Lilmoid, Lilamed, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have all this Psichas Adlev and learning Torah. So he used to, I forget what Tzaddik it was again, but he used to say, why are you running out of the Beis Medrash after davening? Didn't you just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should open up your heart and learn? Sit down and learn something. If you ask, request, Hashem gave you gifts. So every Shacharis Hashem is giving gifts, and every Shabbos Hashem is giving gifts. So therefore, on Motzei Shabbos, each person is b'sameach, b'chachmasa, b'sfinasa. A person has a new das, he has a new moichin. He has a new way, an opportunity to see the velt and to see after that he's gone through Shabbos, and Shabbos has cleaned him and uplifted him. It should be that when a person comes to Motzei Shabbos, he shouldn't all of a sudden assume that he's back to where he was on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. No. That there's the velt before Shabbos, and then after Shabbos, it's a new velt. And you shouldn't expect that things are going to be the same that they were last week, it's going to be the way this week, because things are different. Now that there was a Shabbos, things are different. So whatever the prognosis, whether it was in business or in a fuas, whatever it was, when Shabbos comes, Shabbos makes things new. A person shouldn't assume that just because of the way things were before Shabbos, that it should be the same afterwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings new brachas down on Shabbos Kodesh. Especially brachas in Yeshuas and Refuas. Loi chet, v'loi avon, v'loi makas, v'loi mardus. Shabbos has a way of getting rid of all these things. You know, we say on Shabbos Kodesh, we say, Ki Ki simachtani Hashem b'falecha b'mas adecha v'neh ma golu ma'asecha Hashem. Me'oid am k'mach shvayisecha. That your actions, your deeds, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your creations are so great. And over here, in just a few simanim later, Eliyahu Navi expounds upon this and he says, Ma galu ma'asecha Hashem, boi ure'e kama mini behemus u'mini chayus u'mini oifas yish ba'olam. He says, open up your eyes. Yidin, open up your eyes and to see how many types of animals there are. How many types of birds there are in the world. Kama mini dogim yish bayam. How many types of fish there are. We don't even have a clue as to how many species of fish there are. All we know is that there's a lot more. Every time we go down, we find more and more and more. And they become more hafaldik, the types of creatures which we're finding in the ocean. Elio continues and he says, Shema koilu shalzeh doyme lezeh. Are their voices even the same of all the animals? Omaira shalzeh doyme lezeh. Do they look alike at all? Or Shema daito shalzeh doyme lezeh. Do they think the same way? Or do they taste the same way? Everything is different. V'kach shanu chachamim v'mishnah. And the Chachamim were teaching us, L'hagid g'dulaso shamalach malachi amlacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of this is that we should appreciate and to know just a little bit of the greatness of the Master of the world. She'adam tovea kama matbos b'chaysim echad v'kulam doyme zeh lazeh. A human being, he makes a mold, and then everything which he puts into the mold comes out the same. But the Melech Malachi Amlachim, Tava is called Adam B'chaysama, he created a mold, and that's called Adam HaRishon. And every single one which comes out of that mold is different one from the next. They don't look alike, they don't think alike, they don't speak alike, they don't have the same preferences, and that. Everything is different. He could do that. There was one Adam. Al Pi Pshat, every single Adam which is born from that Adam should look identical to that Adam. But it's not like that. And that's testament to the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the truth is that we say that on Shabbos, Ma galu ma'asecha Hashem, ma'am k'mach shvayisecha. But that's not the time to think about these things. Because Shabbos, the Zohar says, is a Yom HaDaraisa. Shabbos is a day of Torah. Shabbos is a day of Tefillah. There's no looking at the belt on Shabbos Kodesh. I'm looking at the belt. Shabbos is a day that you look at the Chavraya, you look at the Siddur, you look at the Torah. It's a time that a person is, he throws himself into the mikvah of Torah, and the mikvah of Tefillah. However, on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, that's already a time that a person should look at the belt. He's back into this world. And it's an opportunity that the Psichas Einayim, the Ma'agolu Ma'asach Hashem, that awakening, Motzei Shabbos is the first opportunity to give a cook at the belt and to look at the world and to see with the fresh eyes and to say, this is mamash. This is what? This is just an accident? There's not a single thing in the Brio, as he goes on to say later in later pieces, which is not an amazing nace. Amar David HaMelech, I'm going to tell over your tzidkas and your chasadim, Hashem. Every single day we are sold. Which means to say that because of our chataim, we're sold away. Yet, Hashem redeems us every day. Every night we go to sleep, we give him our ruach and he gives it back to us. Every day, David HaMelech says, "B'chol yom v'yom, oisim lo nisim ki yoytzim mitzrayim." Hashem does nisim for us like yitzias mitzrayim. Every day, things are going on in our lives that we don't know. We don't know the events. All we know is that, for the most part, it's pretty smooth. But everything which is going around us, and all the walls, and the protections, and the yeshuas that Hashem is making for us everywhere we go, we have no idea. But at the level, we'll know all the chasadim. We don't know the chasadim. But every single day, a person is experiencing chasana from Hashem, and it just takes an honest look at the world, and to look at the human being, and to look at how things run, and how a person can stand up straight, and that he has eyes to see, and he can hear, and he can taste. And there's mamish nisim all around us. We're going to see that in the times of Mashiach, that the nisim of the teva are going to completely outshine the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're used to these nisim. But at the level, we're not going to make a big deal. That's what the Gemara says, that the Nisim of Mashiach Tzidkenu will be greater than the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim explained, it's not that Hashem needs to make Nisim anymore. He's going to open up our eyes to look at the Nisim of the Teva. And when we really have an honest look at the Nisim of the Teva, we're going to say that the Nisim of Mitzrayim was klenichtait. It was mamish. As the Pasuk says, Ma'isa Etzpoisacha. It's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's fingers. That's how Hashem made the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Like he was like using his thumb. That's how he made it. Each makkah was a finger. Imagine what a whole hand can do. And more. So Motzei Shabbos is a time to reflect on those things. And so as we go from Shabbos into the rest of the week, we should be zeichet to be able to take all the matanas of Shabbos Kodesh and the hischaskas and Torah and Tefillah, and to have open eyes going into the week, that Hashem should show us that there's nothing which is accidental. And Hashem should open up our eyes to see Yeshuas and Refuas and Hatzlachas and Geulas for us, for the community, and for God's Klal Yisrael.
Amen. 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 Amen.